Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Paula Lovell is here, too. Paula is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to the previous millennia, the last century. She was on the first time when she was only 9. We got her right out of elementary school, and she's a small business owner, just like you. She's the founder and the president of Lovell Communications out of the great city of Nashville, the great state of Tennessee. She is she's one of the top marketing experts and PR and experts that we have in the Brain Trust and really in the world. And she's our good friend, Paula Lovell. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. I think it's time for you to change the photo on your website, my photo on your website.
We'd love to have a new one because it just gets better all the time. That's my story is I just get better all the time, right?
That's right. That's our story. We're sticking to it.
Sticking to
it.
That's the one we're going with. Exactly. Hey, Paula, one of the things that's been the most interesting about the marketplace in the last 20 years have been all the disruptions that technology has created. It's created mountains of opportunity. But for every opportunity, there's an equal and opposite disruption.
You couldn't be more right.
And no industry has been disrupted more than the publishing industry. I mean, look what's happening to the newspapers. Amazon, for goodness sake, just bought the Washington Post.
I hope he's got great vision for it.
I'm not sure he even has deep enough pockets, but maybe so. I hope so. But another one is the book publishing industry, as you well know.
Right.
The book publishing industry, and the thing is the folks in New York, I'm not sure they still get it, but the rest of us realize that the book publishing industry has changed significantly. It's become democratized. So the good news is you can publish your own book a lot more readily than you could have, say, 20 years ago. But then once you get it off the press or in some kind of a sellable form, the question is, then what do you do with it, right?
Yeah, it's still the wild, wild west. And, you know, as a business owner, a small business owner, a book is one of the most important ways to promote yourself, your thoughts, your expertise. So the idea of writing a book is nothing that a small business person should just lightly gloss over. I mean, it's a very, very important marketing tool, but you know, you mentioned how long I'd been on the show, and I always think of myself as an old-school PR marketing person, but you can't do that anymore. I'm now new school and old school, and it's one of the most exciting times in my career. I mean, here I am hoping to wind down sometime this millennium, and I am so excited about all the opportunities.
I feel the same way.
It's bizarre, and this book publishing thing is so interesting because you can talk to publishers, and they will tell you there are no rules, no answers, and that everybody is looking for the holy grail in terms of getting the public's attention about books, whether they're electronic books or print books, whatever. It doesn't matter because, number one, there are so many self-published books now because it's relatively inexpensive to print them.
It is possible, whereas one time it was very, very difficult. Now it's not easy. But it is within the reach of the average person,
right? And agents aren't committed to the book promotion like they used to. I don't understand what
publishers aren't either.
No, I know.
See, that's one of the great myths, Paula, that I've learned in the last 15 and a half years of doing my show. One of the great myths is that if you have a publisher, they market your book. But every author I've ever talked to said that they might help you for 60 days or so. But basically they all said almost every book we sold I promoted myself and they paid for it.
No, you have to, and sometimes you have to pay for it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, and more times than not, you have to pay for it. I mean, you know, you've got a great book now. I understand you got a few books, and you know, that's one that they may pay for that. But, you know, even a great book, until it gets a little traction,
that's
until
right.
it's picked up in the market, nobody knows it. Mm-hmm. So you've got to just be out there on a treasure hunt. And I think that, you know, one of the things I've learned in the last few months when I've been working with a particular book is that you have got to find the people who like to read that. It sounds surprising, but in this case, it's actually a thriller, a legal thriller, a mm-hmm. mystery book. In fact, I'm going to say the name because, heck, I'm on your show.
Let's
and
do
the
it.
Name of the name of the book is Cried for No One by Hubert Crouch.
Huh.
And it is written by an attorney.
A legal novel?
Yeah, and he's written by... It's very...
Say
it's
it again.
Thriller.
Say
it's
the title again.
Cried for No One.
Cried for No One. You know, when we come back, I'm going to tell you the difference between Vanity Press and being self-published. There is a difference, and we'll talk about that and how to market your book with our good friend Paula Lovell after these messages. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.